Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for January the 12th, 2025. And I got a really interesting email from a gentleman named Larry in New Mexico. And this is the first New Mexico email I've ever had in my life. I'm very grateful for it. And he again has been listening to Aspire for, he said, about 6-7 months. So I'm grateful for that. And I want to thank you, Larry, for your kind comments about in the beginning and some of the things that we have put up there on the website. It's very, very kind of you. His question is, what is good? I don't understand. What good is it to know what is good? And he left it right there. What good is it to know what is good? Things in the world change very rapidly. And the things that we think are good or have thought is good has changed. Nothing in this world stays the same. We live in impermanence. And that's the function of this world. It is constantly changing. But there is a good that is a goodness. And this good that is a goodness is something very, very important. Good for most people is relative to their biology. And whatever it is that makes their biology feel good, their bodies, whatever gives them a sense of what they would call security, money, these are things that people think of as good. But the good that I speak of is more Taoistic. It is more about the Tao. And this good is a virtue. It is a good that exceeds anything in the world beyond the idea of impermanence that we live in this world. It is a goodness. It isn't just good. Good in the world is, oh, you got well, good. Oh, you came into an inheritance, good. Oh, you your friends love you or your family loves you, good. That's good. All of that, though, is transitory. It can change at any moment. So that kind of good is just very, very limited. The other kind of good is something called goodness. This is derived not out of biology, but out of the heart. Out of the loving heart, the authentic heart, not my Greg Penn human heart, the authentic heart. This heart has a very still and silent voice. It is not loud, it is still and silent. And when it is understood what it is as stillness and silence, when you enter into this this heart and you enter into it with humility and the willingness to do something beyond what your biology is determined to do, then you step into love. This love is the goodness that is what Jesus would have called God, what the Buddha would have called Nirvana, what Lhasa talked about as the great virtue, the Tao. Whatever name you put on it, it doesn't really matter. What matters is that you take the time to come into this goodness and start to live it no matter what the price may seem to be. And there is a price for everything in this lifetime. No matter what anybody may say to you, there is a price. And that price is to give up, in my case, all of the things that Gregory thought were right, all the things that he thought was good. When Jesus was asked what is good by his disciples, he said, there is none good but God. What he meant was, there is none good but love. And he said, God is love. So if you, as you say in your email are a person who believes in God, then you would have to really understand that God is love. Now, we've turned God into a lot of different things. I don't like using the word God. I rarely use it. I try to avoid it for the simple fact that it has so many connotations to it and interpretations that are based in human nature, not in the nature of true, authentic love, but in human nature. So when you understand the nature of love as the essential part of you, the part of you that you were born with, you have been incarnated in this world, I should say, with, that you have carried with you all of your life. Once you truly understand that, you've come to a very sacred place. This goodness is the love of your life, your authentic life, not the living that you and I do in this world. That's not our life. Our life is something other than that. Our life is what is occurring beyond the precepts and concepts of my human attentions, of what my human being can be aware of. This is very important for any of us to understand. We live beyond the thoughts of ourselves, to live beyond the means of ourselves as human beings. To live beyond those means creates an opportunity for love, to love and be loved. Not many people work on this, nor do they understand it, nor do they appreciate it. So it's important that you do. Larry, it's really important that you do. I always say, let love live you. Don't let Larry live you. Don't let Gregory live me. Let love live you and be inspired by this kind of goodness. No matter what you face, what you have and I have to sacrifice is our opinion of good, our opinion of ourselves, our opinion of others, our opinion of circumstances. Just to let this love live you. This requires no psychology, no emotionality. This requires focus and attention. This is why we meditate. We meditate to go beyond the idea and ideals of our determined nature, determined human nature, as Robert Sapolsky talks about it. And to do the bigger things in this world, only love can do those things. Love does not belong to my biology. Love does not belong to my assumptions, my intellect. Love belongs to something far greater than any and all of that. Love is love. That's all it is. Love is simply love. And when I am more attuned to it than I am the idea of what I think is good or what I think is right, when I am willing to let the earth take its course and not take it personally, to, as I say, let the earth and the world take its turn, but for me to live in the beauty, not in the confines of concept, but in the beauty of the broad picture of love, that's when something unique can happen. And is actually, if you really look at it, it is trying to happen in all of us. The problem with most of us is we just don't care. We don't care about love. We don't care about the bigger picture. We're very, very confused people. And Larry, you have to understand we're very convoluted socially, politically, psychologically, religiously. We're just convoluted. Meditation puts us in the place of finding that center point, that deep, beautiful part of us that is the goodness, the real goodness of our soul and the nature of it. That's what we're here to do. I hope that helps you. Larry, thank you for your beautiful email. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you all for listening this weekend. Have a wonderful weekend, and And please forgive me, eh? Namaste.